Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The big order of business that happened while, you know, we were watching that basketball and before this show got going is the news involving Steven Matz. And Steven Matz is no longer a member of the New York Mets and has been traded to the Toronto Blue Jays for 3 prospects. And, you know, you think about Steven Matz's Met career, it is going to go down in disappointment. And the reason I say that is because when Matz came to the big leagues in 2015, he lit the world on fire. He's a Long Island kid. He's got grandpa in the stands. He had that great debut. I mean, he pitched a great game. He had a couple of hits. I mean, it was a juicy, juicy New York type of storyline where you said, wow, a team that already has Matt Harvey, a team that already has Jacob DeGrom, a team already has Noah Syndergaard, is adding this left-handed Long Island kid who's throwing 94, 95 miles an hour, and this is going to be a rotation that the Mets can move forward with into the future. Well, I think we all know what has happened since for Steven Matz. Steven Matz ended up turning into a pitcher who was the ultimate tease. He would show you glimpses at times, but he was one of those guys that the minute adversity, the minute you know what hit the fan, it was going to spiral out of control for him. And I think in 2018 and 2019, you kind of got a sense for what he is as a pitcher. He's probably a fourth starter. He's a guy who can eat, you know, 150 to 160 innings and pitch to a 4-2 ERA. But when he came up in 2015, 4-0 with a 2.27 ERA. 2016, before he got hurt, was 9-8 with a 3.40. He has not come close to matching those numbers at any point now over the last 4 years. Miserable in 17, decent in 18 and 19, and atrocious in 2020 where he lost his spot in the rotation. Maybe a change of scenery for somebody like Steven Matz is exactly what he needs. Get out of New York. Go to a low-pressure environment, even though you're going to be on a good team. But it's not the same as pitching in your hometown. It's not the same as wearing a Met jersey. And we'll see if Steven Matz has more success. I'll tell you this. As a Yankee fan, sign me up right now for Steven Matz going up against that right-handed Yankee lineup. Judge, LeMahieu, Stanton. On and on we go. I got no problem seeing Steven Matz in the American League East. But I think the topic of conversation we're going to spend a whole lot of time on is not the overall career arc of Steven Matz, which will go down in disappointment from a Met standpoint. How could it not? What we will be spending time on is what this move potentially means for the rest of the offseason. Is it opening a door to Trevor Bauer? Is it opening a door to another starting pitcher coming in on a discount rate? A lot of different equations, a lot of different variables that could be in play. I, for one, have no problem with the Mets trading Steven Matz because you know what? I don't think he's that good. I don't think he was going to realize his potential here. And if he's going to do it somewhere else, more power to him. It just wasn't going to be here. I think the questions now for the New York Mets are going to be front and center around one particular pitcher. The talented, very quirky Trevor Bauer, and whether this Steven Matz trade now opens the door for the Mets and Bauer to go and reach an agreement. Now, I don't think it is a certainty, folks, that Trevor Bauer is going to be a Met, but I can tell you this. The chances of the Mets bringing in Bauer have increased by making this move. I think you'd be crazy to say otherwise. Because they took somebody out of the rotation, potentially, that was going to be there. That they were committing a decent amount of money to. Not a crazy amount of money, but a decent amount of money. So now that Steven Matz is a Toronto Blue Jay, does that mean Trevor Bauer's coming to town? Possibly. It also could open the door for one of the other free agent pitchers that are out there. Maybe it's former Yankee James Paxton. Maybe it's a guy like Jake Odorizzi. Remember, there are still a good amount of names who are still available. This also could maybe free up a couple of bucks for the Mets to go and make a play on a third baseman if they want to move on from J.D. Davis and if they're serious about making a move for Chris Bryant. Because remember, Toronto was the other suitor for Bryant. You got to figure now with the Marcus Semien move that's out. So, listen, I think there are a lot of possibilities between now and opening day that you could see from a Mets standpoint. The first one, until he gets signed by somebody else, has got to be Trevor Bauer. And as I said yesterday, statement remains the same. Short-term deal, I'm Gucci. I'm in on that. Long-term deal, no thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.